What is CITR's reputation, being that it's been around for so long?
Well, I mean, it's, you know, it's very active in the community because it's run by community members and UBC students, obviously. Whether you're into radio as a hobby or whether you want to get some real-world experience, it's a great place to go. It's like a very open and creative environment. Everybody that's, you know, working here seems really jazzed about what they're doing at the station. Just lots of really like good, like challenging music and spoken word content. It's a great station.
CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver, British Columbia, on unceded Coast Salish, Musqueam territory. Learn how to get involved at citr.ca.
Want to go to a party with me?
No, the game's on.
Oh, I almost forgot. I'll be right there.
We like sports and we don't care who knows. From shooting hoops to the Super Bowl.
Do you like sports and don't care who knows? Then CITR Sports needs you. If you like sports, are into radio, or generally just want to have a great time, then come join us. Email our sports coordinator at sports101@citr.ca to find out more, or come by the station in the new sub. See you soon.
Watch, because I'm the man.
This is Rob from Total Chaos. This is Sean Smash, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Punk's not dead, boo.
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say
or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualcomm and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
Cinema straight to heaven. Keep killing it, rolling cinema straight to heaven. Straight shogun. Buddha lava. Gotta learn to smoke the Buddha. I'm so glad you showed.
Keep killing it, rolling cinema straight to heaven. Cinema straight to heaven. Keep hitting Aretha. Cinema straight to heaven. Keep killing Aretha. Cinema straight to heaven. Straight shogun.
Buddha lover. Gotta learn to smoke the Buddha.
A sack, 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 a s I'm taking a hit of the bud. Gotta get less of my thug. Smoking, not choking on wood. I'm fucked up.
That I don't really got me buzzed.
I'm taking a hit of the bud. Gotta get less of my thug. Smoking, not choking on wood. I'm fucked up.
That I don't really got me buzzed.
Me buzzed.
Keep rolling, smoking,
stay choking.
Keep rolling,
smoking,
stay choking.
Keep rolling,
smoking,
stay choking.
Stand up and losing my balance.
It's a bold thing. I would like it like me smoking, make time.
Make time.
I would like it like me smoking, make time.
Remain the
same. Let's end it just like that. So listen to that.
Roll another blunt. Yeah. Oh, good.
La la da 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 da. La 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 la.
Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high.
La la,
my room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could've cheated and I could've passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da, they took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high.
La, da, da,
now
da, da,
I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
La da 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 da.
I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing. I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your pussy too, but then I got high. Jacking off, and I know why.
Turn this shit off.
Yeah, because I got high.
Keep going.
Because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Don't, come on. Come on.
Go.
Man.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man? He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity bebop.
Green, but in the love, but, oh, I need it. You can take off. Good evening, or is it good morning? Let's go with good morning. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And you're listening to the Screen Girls on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcast live from Vancouver, from unceded Musqueam territory. And we're so excited to be with you today having our 420 show. And it's actually our first show of the year, so we're just super excited to be back in the studio. It's been a while. And we started off the show. We're keeping the 420 theme strong here. So we started off with a classic by Bone Thugs and Harmony, Buddha Lovers, off East 99 Eternal, which is like full of just classic weed songs, I feel. And then we got into Afro Man, Because I Got High, his one amazing song that I feel like he was famous for and is probably still paying him well, and especially we remember him this time of year. And then after that, we went into some Cypress Hill, again, classic. And I know Cypress Hill is like super big on the activism still. And I see them on like some Instagram hoes in the comment section there. So shout outs to Cypress Hill. We have I Wanna Get High. And then we just ended our little 420 run with Kid Cudi's Marijuana. And that's another classic. And I think Kid Cudi really does it in his own way. And he shows the positives and the negatives. So I really like that. And so what have we been up to?
Since last year?
Yes, since last year.
Our last show was probably, what, in November of last year?
It was, yes.
So a whole season has come and gone. We're now in the spring. We've had a long winter. We've been very busy.
We've been super busy. And we've just been trying to establish our next project that we've been working on.
We've been exploring between the joints. We've been figuring out what that means. We've been exploring what people do between the joints. So sticking with the theme of the show.
420.
Yes,
it's 420. And For those who may not know, although we are broadcast from Vancouver, so I feel like everyone knows. Vapecouver, yes. Working on that trademark. So 420 is a code term that refers to the consumption of cannabis. So the legend has it that a group used to meet at 420 and in San Rafael, California, and they called themselves the Waldos in 1971. And so since then, 420 has become sort of a shorthand for weed culture in general, and it's gone past this term. And in many places, the legalization of cannabis is like still such an issue, and so this day has become a very political statement where marijuana users that are recreational and medical marijuana users sort of get together, and it's really an interesting landscape for us right now in Canada in 2017.
Let's go back to the origins a little bit. Doesn't it sound like some Harry Potter shit?
What does?
The group of Waldos.
Yeah.
And how they used to meet. And they were planning to search for the abandoned cannabis crop that they had learned about. And it was all based on a treasure map. Doesn't that sound like some Harry Potter shit to you?
It definitely does. So, yeah, it's become a very political thing, and
it's beautiful that since the 70s it's just been going on, and 420 every day at 420 people like to still refer to it, hey, it's 420, but now April 20th is a whole new day, and this particular 420 in 2017 is huge for Canadians because it's the last year that it's going to be a super politically charged day because legalization is around the corner. Right, sir?
Mm-hmm. So there's definitely a lot of celebrations going on around the world. Hippie Hill in San Francisco is always a big celebration, as well as in Colorado where it's been legalized.
And Hippie Hill's a good time. I've been there during 420, and it is a good time. It is just a cloud of smoke everywhere. But Vancouver has the art gallery. Well, in the past, it's been the art gallery, and again, same sort of idea as Hippie Hill, 420 on 420, it's just a cloud of smoke. But this year, Vancouver's 420 celebration will be at Sunset Beach.
Last year drew in crowds of excess of $40,000. Sorry. 40,000 people, an excess of 40,000 people at 2016 420 at Sunset Beach. And they're saying that there will be more people this year, and all of the vendor booths are sold out. And it's just a really interesting time. The landscape of marijuana is changing so much, and a lot of the stigma of selling marijuana is going to be slowly removed as we roll into legalization.
It's so crazy that for Canada, next June, is it next June when legalization
yes.
takes place? And it's also Canada's 150th birthday. So it's really beautiful and coincidental that both legalization and Canada's big 150 celebration take part at the same time. And so, yeah, it's, I think Vancouver's just been, and Canada in general, in terms of the legalization scene, has just been so interesting to watch as, you know, we've been keeping up with the Mark Emery arrest, and that's all taken place recently. So
what was the Mark Emery arrest?
The Mark Emery arrest. So Mark Emery, also known as the Pot of Prince, and his wifey, Jody Emery.
The Princess of Pot. Yeah.
So, as CBC likes to say, the so-called. Yeah. So-called Princess of Pot and the so-called Prince of Pot. They were arrested at, was it Toronto Airport?
Yes.
On their way to, they were going to Spain for another weed festival. But they were arrested, and all of their cannabis culture dispensaries were raided. And it was definitely looked at with a lot of confusion, I think, by Canadians. Because if we're talking about, as we are, legalization taking place a year from now. It's just to have such a great pot activist like Mark Emery arrested and having his dispensaries raided and all of his employees, you know, cleared out of the stores and arrested and so on and so forth. It's sending sort of mixed messages. So that's why we're saying, like, this year leading down to legalization is going to be a very interesting year. And it's very interesting to watch how marijuana, cannabis sativa, the plant as a whole, to watch how it's been, how we've gone from, like, stigmatizing the plant and moving towards now acceptance and legalization.
We got really interested in this as during the last 4 years we've just been interviewing and meeting different artists and rappers and personalities, and a lot of these people use marijuana, and it may be recreationally or it may be medically, but they don't really personify the stereotypes that we see and the stereotypes that are perpetuated continually through the media of the lazy stoner, couch potato, unmotivated, not really going anywhere.
And everyone we meet is out there doing things, creating. Each night they're on tour, each day they're in the studio, whether they're, you know, rapping on stage or in the studio sculpting or painting. What we're seeing is a lot of creatives using marijuana, like you're saying, recreationally or medically. And they're completely defying the stereotype of the lazy couch potato stoner. They're out there creating some really cool stuff, doing some really cool stuff between the joints.
I think it's an issue that affects everyone beyond whether or not they use cannabis in any form, because you have people that are being stigmatized and, like, barriers that are being created and that have been put up by us. But it's like you don't really see it in alcohol necessarily, or in tobacco, or in different industries, but like this one plant, going back to 1923 when it was banned in Canada and like in the US, has just caused so much controversy, and it's you can't die from it in the way you can die from alcohol.
And as Jody Emery likes to say, you can die from drinking too much water, but you can't die from smoking too much pot.
Yeah, the Emerys, I feel, are a classic example of, like, they run an empire and they have a dozen plus dispensaries and magazines and TVs and cafes, and, like, in the media, it's, like, the so-called Prince of Pod and,
right, and we were
entrepreneur,
talking,
question mark, and it's like, no, this is a legitimate business that they're running, and if it's illegitimate, it's only because of government sanctions other than anything else. So it's just an air of confusion, but through that, I think that we have come to understand cannabis in a different way and take a different interpretation of it.
Yeah, and just even seeing all this, you know, the stigmas for no real reason, you know, because as we've seen, the plant cannabis sativa, whether it yields marijuana or hemp, the whole plant as a whole has suffered from this stigma. And so we got into researching cannabis sativa as a plant overall and looking at, you know, all the different individuals we've met that were using marijuana either recreationally or medically, and looking at what they do and what they do between the joints. And we started looking at just that whole idea of, like, really taking care of yourself. And how did we, it led us to hemp. Hemp led us to it, but we basically, through lots of trial and error over the course of several months, it's almost a year, we formulated a really cool hemp hand lotion. And it is the first product of Vellum Wellness, our new wellness line that we are starting. And the hemp hand lotion is called Elevate, and it's all about this idea of elevating oneself. So elevating oneself past stigma, past stereotypes, past judgment, and using critical thinking to really think about, like, what is the stigma and the stereotype perpetuating? Are we holding ourselves back from looking at things in a new light, in a higher light, and in a more elevated light? So this is kind of where we've been at the last little while. So between the joints, we've been looking at elevating with hemp hand lotion.
I think critical thinking is just such a crucial part of interacting with other people and going out into the world. And I know we're having a 420 show and we just played all these songs about getting high and all of that, but it's not necessarily us advocating or us saying that this is what we do or that these are the reflections of CITR, but it's like these people are here, there's a large number of them, just acknowledge them, and like if people want to get high and if it's helping a lot of people, and just let them do it, you know? And I think that's what critical thinking is like going out and looking at all the information presented and making your opinion. And maybe you don't agree with it, but I think it's like you have to like let live and let live in some certain
instances. And I think what's really beautiful about just the plant cannabis sativa in general is that, like you're saying, whether you agree with it or not, you have to see it for what it is. You have to see the bigger picture. You have to take a step back and see how without it, hemp doesn't exist. You know, it's so much more than meets the eye. And when you, you know, jump to conclusions or you don't do all of your critical thinking or look at all the information that is presented, well, then you end up in this position where, like, hemp is also banned and also illegal for no real reason because, you know,
it's fear.
Exactly, fear. And it's one of the best growing crops. You know, it has so many great uses and resources, and like Canada exports like 90% of hemp products around the world, and it was only hemp, the production of hemp for industrial use was only legalized in like 1993 or 1994, pushed by the University of Manitoba. And so you can see how like hemp coming from the same plant, cannabis sativa, has also suffered the same fate as marijuana. And so that's sort of what we're getting at with the whole idea of, like, pushing past these, like, ill stigmas and stereotypes that hold people and things back for no real reason. You know, it's just perpetuating more hate, more stigma, more judgment. And in 2017, those are all things that we don't need.
I think that's very well put. And we're still... I think that's really well put. And we're going to continue on discussing what we've been up to this year as we're well underway with the first quarter of the year. But first, we're going to get into some more music. We're going to check in with what's been going on in the East Coast. And we're going to start with Tasha the Amazon. This is Prayer.
Somebody better fucking pay me. Cause I done broke, done nameless. And I ain't even leaving till the flame lit. The 30th players in the game, shit. Call me Clay Davis. Always grind, never low key. It's how I stay hot in the cold breeze. I got a degree in the soul trees. To pay my student loans and my gold teeth. Always on the stoop with some rugged crews. I'm always talking truths with my fucking youth. Always hit them hard like 100 proof. Always all blacked down to my fucking shoes. Yeah, I'm rare like Hoodie Pack. My bankroll, I don't need that. I don't flex, I just lean back. I don't flex, I just lean back. Yeah, lean back on them like a refill. And my squad ain't fucking with your clique still. This is my life, lead me to my free will. Look at me like she won't, maybe she will. Come on, run with me while I put my work in. I'm gone like I'm packing up my Birkins. I'm a grave digger cause I put my dirt in. Come sing for my soul like a church hymn. And I'm burning, and this shit ain't medicinal. Nah, running with criminals. On the wave, it's a flood like I'm biblical. Never die, I'm fucking invincible. All my villains in the lair, get it. Say a prayer. All my villains in the lair, get it. Say a prayer. Two gun fingers in the air, get it. Say a prayer. Two gun fingers in the air, get it. Say a prayer. Make it say. That's your prayer. That's your prayer. That's your prayer. wiser. Critics wanna talk like I give a fuck. I'ma swipe on them haters like it's Tinder. Fuck with me, yeah, I came from the bottom like a sediment. Keep my head on the money like a president. You can watch but don't judge like I've ever been. Cause I'm about to be the best that I ever been. Dudes rapping about glamour like bitches. Your shirt and your Margiela bitches. The streets in all black, we stay twisted. Come find me, I pack it and lift it. The night time's the right time for talking and wishing. At the varsity, plotting these missions. Turn to walking in silent position. Squad made a gas home. We a religion. Light is flicking in the basement. Faces to the front like a congregation. You in the grace of the greatness. Give praise and keep the acid away from the basics. I ain't wasted. I'm just high by the game like I'm weightless. Go ahead and wait, bitch. Can't relate cause we flagrant. This is statement. Before we eat the world, say graces. I see Buddha when I hit a puff. See good Muslims all up in the titty club. See good Christian girls want that good dick. But it's hard to see God in that hood shit. We only close to heaven when we high as fuck. So I said go ahead, put your lighters up. We just trying to find a win, can you blame us? These the type of sins make us famous. All my villains in the lair, get it. Say a prayer. All my villains in the lair, get it. Say a prayer. Two gun fingers in the air, get it. Say a prayer. Two gun fingers in the air, get it. Say a prayer. Make it say. That's your prayer. 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 That's your prayer.
The lesson from the old me. Should've been a better man. Didn't learn to listen to the signs that been dripping. They been giving me that cold feet. Could've been worse. Should've bought in a rat. Just be a dude that would allow to get back. But I be too caught up with appearances and the clearances. A few stacks. Baby girl, let me know. Is you fucking with me that hard? Is it the fence you got in the backyard? Is it the sense of spent when the stack slides yourself to tell me, baby? Pray to that God, amen. Say when. California presents. I'ma wake up real late, get high, and hope the music pay rent.
No, 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 don't I tell you that you can't trust nobody no more. Good people ain't hard to find. No, 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 don't I tell you that you can't trust nobody no more. Good people ain't hard to find. No, 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 don't I tell you that you can't trust nobody no more. No, 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 don't I tell you that you can't trust nobody no more.
Good people ain't hard to find.
Alright, alright, I'm back up in it, motherfucker. No, you see me with her. Trust it, I don't love her. If I say that, that my nigga. Nigga, that my brother. I got nothing for BBG. And that include your mother. Never put nothing above ya. Cleaner than a rubber band. And leave them when they rush ya. Cause you gon' see a bunch of them. A nigga had a bunch of them. Never had lunch with them. Maybe had brunch with them. But no more than once for a friend. Probably like one in ten. You know me, not a duck, it's me. Like what the fuck you think? You know me, probably drunk, I drank. So pretty with the fuss and that. Please, man, she ain't gotta love everybody. You know you could trust somebody. If you don't learn that, don't fuck nobody.
No, 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 don't I tell you that you can't trust nobody no more.
Good people ain't hard to find.
No, 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 don't I tell you that you can't trust nobody no more.
Good people ain't hard to find.
Now why you tripping, baby? Go ahead, come take this trip right here with me.
People ain't hard to find.
And my intention just to get your heart is me.
Good people ain't hard to find.
Welcome to this street right here with me.
Good people ain't hard to find.
And my intention just to get you high. It's me, it's me, it's me.
Good people ain't hard to find. I need some liquid luck, something to lift me up. Pretty please, want something sweet, I need a pick me up. I need some liquid luck, something to lift me up. Pretty please, want something sweet, I need a pick me up. We've been running, running, running this place. So fill it to the brim, I don't need no chase. I've been on a high about 3 or 4 days. It was so big, finna kiss my own face. They treat me like it's go time. It's always showtime. Same birthday to twist. They knew the words the whole time. Fuck the beef and bovine. I love my people, oh my. But as you can imagine, I've been spiraling the whole time. Hold my liquor, hold my hand in a swisher. If I vomit on my t-shirt, cut a t-shirt, I miss her. Cause I'ma leave it on the pizza. True. I got a raw flush, but I'm facing a twister. Like, I've been spinning, 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 oh. I've been spinning, 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 oh. It's overwhelming, do you know? Can you feel it when you feeling all alone? At the show, all you hear is, I need some liquid love, something to lift me up. Pretty please, want something sweet, I need a pick me up. I need some liquid love, something to lift me up. Pretty please for something sweet, I need a pick me up. I need some liquid love, something to lift me up. Pretty please for something sweet, I need a pick me up. I need some liquid love, something to lift me up. Pretty please for something sweet, I need a pick me up. Rambo, Rambo, watch the pool fly out the handle. I've been all up in my feelings, sipping lit up like a candle. I need therapy to carry me, else I will dismantle. Loki, I just need my space. Two steps back from this mando, here's the plan. Oh, take a sip, turn to a camel. Walk up through the desert like you deserve the channel. Power flip the panel, power flip the panel. Like you deserve the channel. A feeling without this liquor snicker in this, I'm a juggle like. I need some liquid love, something to lift me up. Pretty please for something sweet, I need a pick me up. I need some liquid love, something to lift me up. Pretty please for something sweet, I need a pick me up.
She decide to leave. She just wanna ride with me alone. can never ever tell her no. She look like me alone and she just wanna ride through the cold. Late at night, late at night, late at night. I hit that right on sight. She feeling vibes now. She switching sides now. 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah, yeah, 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. Vision when I'm riding through, leaning through the sunroof. Walked in, told these niggas that was grilling me about flossing. Dead that talk like a coffin. The robot tested me, but never SAT. Cooking soda, try cooking soap. They want a yes man, but I told him no. Wanna do right, but I'm all alone. Said I wanna do right, right. TD, I won't be mo. Meaning I just wanna make bank. Put my thoughts in the think tank. Close the circle, cause the shit stink. I'ma tell you like this. Fell through the clouds just to let you know that I'm heaven sent. Soon as I touch the ground, I'm inherit. Keep up with my narrative. People too sensitive nowadays. I'm more invested in loyalty. My daughter, my queen, see that's royalty. Everything crisp, my brown skin. I don't even have an option. It's my time every single time I clock in. And the bees all the seas like it's Compton. Compton, bunch of murder cases in my optics. That's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. Vision when I'm riding through, leaning through the snow. How one dude from the bees better than four, y'all. Just know when a storm come, it ain't just rain. I'm just saying, none of you wanna drop pride, but you drop the ball. And when it's time to knuckle up, you say knock it off. They ain't making noise like we do, they don't feel the void. In the forest at a shoot, rolling pain in the woods. Driving down Main at night, bad thing on my right. Key six, she new to this. On the low like a side chick, on the low like a minus. My letter ain't done until I sign it. I ain't done orphan like any up, more is at risk. So I'm working overtime and I stick to the script. Yeah, 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah, yeah, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. I can only tell you what I see, yeah, yeah. 905, that's the bees, yeah. Vision when I'm riding through, leaning through the sorrow.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Screen Girls on Air on CITR 101.9 FM. We're broadcast live from Vancouver on unceded Musqueam territory. This is our 420 show. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Christina.
And we've been playing some music from Canadian artists the last little bit. We got into Tasha the Amazon with Prayer. Prayer is her newest single. And she was actually recently nominated for Juno. So that's great to see some female representation. And she just totally has her own style and flavor. And yeah, we've been enjoying her music for quite some time. And then after that, we played a song by Cannonhead. Cannonhead is from Montreal. And likewise, they're just sort of producing some music that's a little more chill, and it kind of reminds me a bit of like Party Next Door vibes and just like super chill, which is always appreciated around here. And then we got into some music by So Loki with Liquid Luck. And So Loki is a Vancouver duo, and they've just really been picking up steam since late last year. And their videos have been premiering everywhere, and I heard their stuff actually promoted really heavily through Facebook. And so then I clicked a bunch of links, and then I found them. And yeah, they're doing big things. And then The last song that we played was Code by Jaden, and that song was produced by DF, and Jaden's from Brampton. We've played his stuff before as well, and he's working on a new project, so that's really exciting stuff. And that's kind of what we've been doing, more of the same on our end. We've been working on Vellum Wellness. I know we've alluded to it in previous shows and as well as on the site, but we're in the final stages now.
We're in the thick of it.
Yes, very thick of it. It's been a good ride the past couple years working on it and coming up with some formulations that we can really stand behind, and I'm so excited for Elevate to start the pre-sale that we're starting of Elevate, our hemp hand lotion. Hemp, as we were talking about in the previous segment, really inspired us, especially after we saw how much the rappers get elevated from their use of marijuana. And I feel like we get elevated from hemp.
It's a natural transition. Natural transition between the joints.
Natural as fuck.
Always more than one way to look at things.
Yeah, so some people might say, like, how would you go from the Screen Girls and covering all the art and music and fashion and doing the radio show to now Elevate and hemp hand lotion? But for me, I just feel like it is honestly the most natural transition, because it's like, it's great to be an artist, but like, you really have to take care of yourself, and that translates through whatever you're doing, whether it's sculpture, painting, working at a desk, working in an office, a bank.
Yeah, beyond the arts, even just everybody's everyday life, just that idea of taking care of yourselves. I think it's something we just don't do enough, or at least we don't talk about enough. I know we've never really talked about it much on the show, and it's something that's worth talking about.
Yeah, I think both of us are like fascinated by sort of like the hidden commonalities that we all face. Like, we all have to get out of bed at some point, we all have to get ready, and we all have to face the day. But there's these like quiet moments where you really have, like, you have to build in the opportunities to take care of yourself, and it's quick, but it just takes practice and consistency.
Right, because no matter how you fill your days, no matter what you do between the joints, like you're saying, we all gotta brush our teeth at the end of the night. We all gotta put ourselves to bed. We all gotta wake ourselves up. You know, we all might wake up a little bit differently, but that idea of actually getting up, we all gotta do that.
It can be a struggle. Sometimes you leap out of bed, and other days it's like, I don't. And you can love your job, you can love your life.
Exactly.
You can love everything.
It could be so beautiful, so cushy, so perfect. It could be so brutal. No matter what it is, though, I think there's always a healthy mix of good days and bad days. But it's about, I think, like, paying attention to those days and really paying attention to time as you're experiencing it.
Yeah, so with Vellum on this, we're really trying
to find out. To focus on that time as well.
Yeah,
right?
And it's so important, and it's, you really have to make an effort. And the easiest way is through, like, repetition and routine.
Mm-hmm.
And
process.
And so the reason that we chose hemp partially was because it's such a nourishing oil, and it takes you back to nature and kind of connects you back to that, and it's like, that mixed with the mandarin essential oil that we chose.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Yeah. And the way, the texture of it, and the way that it's not greasy. And
I love that it's not overpowering, though. Like you're saying, like, the mandarin oil, though, so light. And the whole thing just being so light and scent like that, it's like you can use it all the time without it being overwhelming, and like you're saying, it's not greasy, so it's, you just get back to it right away. And I think that's one of the really important things, because it's like the idea of, like, if you're looking at, like, a painting or an image, you know, they really talk about the importance of, like, looking at the negative space in an image in art. And so throughout the course of your day, it's also really important to look at, like, that time, that, you know, whether it's downtime or uptime, but to look at sort of that negative time. Like, what do you do between each joint that you're smoking, each joint that you're moisturizing, and just looking at what you're doing. And I love that we get to do something like, you know, challenge a stereotype that's been perpetuated so long, and especially on 420 and tying in, you know, this 420 show. I love that we get to, you know, pay homage to this sort of source of inspiration and debunk like this idea that we just sit around and that there's like this lazy stoner. So I love that with this whole idea between the joints and what you do in your negative time. We've kind of carried that over to our Instagram as we've been looking at just like this whole idea of like between the joints and really focusing on hands and how much we use our hands and how they're like such a big part of communication. And so we've just had so much fun with hand gestures, even as we're, you know, talking about like keeping your like digits and your joints moisturized. We've been looking at everything to do with hands and how hands have been this amazing theme and subject in art. I mean, the hand gestures have been amazing.
They're fascinating. You can communicate so much without speaking. And a big part of that nonverbal communication is your hands. And I think it's something that we can all relate to, is like,
I mean, you're feeling, talking with your hands right now. Yeah. You're talking to me on the radio show, but you're talking to me with your hands.
You just can't get by, I feel, you know? And so we're really excited. And I know on our end, this process of like figuring out, we don't want to make it greasy. We want to make it uplifting, elevating. I really enjoyed that whole process. And so now we're super ready to share.
And the process of words and what everything means. I just love that everything has a double meaning, whether we're talking about like hemp or marijuana, whether we're talking about joints, the ones you smoke or the ones that, you know, we're encouraging you to moisturize. I just love that everything has a double meaning.
And we would just really love and appreciate for you guys to support us and, more importantly, to get involved. And it's super easy. You can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Vellum Wellness.
Show us what you guys do between the joints.
So the spaces in between.
Yes.
The studying, the working, the sleeping, the living. We just want to see it.
The attempting.
The attempting, yes.
The trying, the thriving.
Yes, and we are actually going to be at 420 today at Sunset Beach in Vancouver handing out samples. If you don't get a chance or if you don't live in Vancouver, definitely hit us up and we will send you some samples and you can try it out and let us know.
Get in touch and we will get you some pouches.
Yes. So you can, to get in touch, you can visit us at www.vellumwellness, VellumWellness.com. And we are so excited. So we'll be launching in a couple weeks. Pre-sales already started. And our next show is going to be next month. So until then, happy 420. And we're going to leave you with some Daniel Caesar. Here's his song with Kali Uchis. It's called Get You.
Through drought and famine, natural disasters, my baby has been around for me. Kingdoms have fallen, angels be calling, none of that could ever make. Thank you.
all take some time just to be thankful that I had days full of you.
Hail. Most of the time. fate of the universe is so dark and mysterious that it generates butterflies in my stomach, and that goes to tickles in my spine, and that creates goose pimples, and then that penetrates my mind, and then the whole Big Bang sort of...
One cell, crawling up the swamp, man, I finally got a tail. Breathing out my gills, well, I even out my skills. Survival of the fittest won't leave me without my kills. I got a fish face, big teeth, eyes like a wombat. Take down a big beast and die for the combat. Arms like a tree trunk, I walk through the sleek mud and fossilize my body while I'm feasting on a green bug. You can find my casket down in Lake Placid, buried up in the rocks where they take acid. Who grew a big enough brain to blast off to the moon? Well, you are the creature's wing.
Goddamn!
We blow up Big Bang from the cosmic dust to the monster slang.
Goddamn!
We blow up Big Bang from the swamps and the sand to the promised land.
Goddamn!
We blow up Big Bang from the cosmic dust to the monster slang.
Goddamn!
We blow up Big Bang from the swamps and the sand to the promised land.
Run through the jungle, born on the bayou. Scientists puzzle when we run all up beside you. Baboons and reptiles, hieroglyphic bibles. Hydroponic misfits hide like missile silos. And when we launch, emerge from the still sands. Attila fam web hands like the Gill Man. Genius of my genus, bust the mucks viscous. Dip into the mermaid's bottle and get my dick sucked. Hard exoskeleton, flow amphibian. Lubricated exon, styles I'm swimming in. Infinite variety, any variation. We hairy like some Sasquatch, smart like Perry Mason.
Goddamn!
We blow up Big Bang from the cosmic dust to the monster slang.
Goddamn!
We blow up Big Bang from the swamps in the sand to the promised land.
Rise like a creature from out the swamp.
Primordial, wild territorial, story told since time immemorial. Mother Nature's rejects get G-checked. Respect the risk when a fish takes a deep breath. First step to Earth gets the worst rep. First eggs when shells drop from bird nests. Undisputed champs, throwing human hands. To advance for your damn convoluted rants. Ants to giants, yo, thanks to science. Now my IQ's probably ranked the highest. A hybrid of dope stuff and fly shit. Natural selection, so I got my ride pimped. Who's the crew? The crew from Ooze. The cuckoo clock, if you snooze, you lose. The building blocks of the future fueled by the booster juice that the mutants choose. Who's the crew? The crew from Ooze. The cuckoo clock, if you snooze, you lose. The building blocks of the future fueled by the booster juice that the mutants choose.
Rise like a creature from out the swamp. Like a creature,
drop, kaboom,
kaboom. Rise like a creature from out the swamp.
Drop,
rise like a creature. Rise like a creature from out the swamp.
We'll be right back. And a patch you on my walls of wood and snow.